Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Lady Gray. I'm here with Anna, who is making us coffee today, funny enough. We were going to do tea, but it is a bright 9 a.m., so...
Ava caught me in a little bit of a, yeah. A messy state.
It was bad.
Literally, when I heard the knock, flipped the thing, my phone hit the thing, and that's why I had to, like, look for it in
there.
That's
too funny. So, we always make a plan to record pretty early.
For you guys, because we're committed, and because we can't manage your time.
Yeah, we do this well in advance, so we can get this guy out. But today, I texted her. Well, last night we texted. I'd get here at, like, 8:30. I got here at 8:45, knocked on the door. I get answered by a really tired Anna. She's completely asleep. She just wakes up and opens the door.
But can we talk about how pretty I look when I wake up?
You do look good. I was a little shocked. I was like, okay.
Just kidding.
No, you were, like, very, like, peaceful when you were, when you, like, first opened the door. I was like, wow, she's, like, really zen, mellow right now. No, she's
it
just
takes
sleepy.
A lot of commitment, like, practice to do that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're starting now. But it is, there's no light in Anna's room right now.
All power is gone. No, I'm just kidding.
We're just sitting
in the
dark.
We just turned off the light.
Yeah. And it's pouring out. Today was so funny. I didn't even tell you. I was waiting at the stop, and I did have my umbrella because my mother told me it was going to rain. So I was like, okay, I'll bring my umbrella. Mm-hmm. This guy, me and him, were just waiting outside of the bus stop. I feel a raindrop. I'm like, nah. Like, time to get inside the bus stop.
Oh, hell no. You know that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, like, yeah, you did it really poorly, but I get
Can you do it better?
No.
Try it. Try. Exactly, because mine's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. But it starts pouring. Like, on, like, what is it called? Stop on a dime? I don't know the saying. But it just starts pouring all of a sudden. And me and this guy are laughing. It's so hilarious to us. But I guess it's not to people who didn't bring an umbrella. So, sorry guys if you didn't bring an umbrella.
Yeah. If you didn't bring an umbrella, I'm so sorry for you. It's really sad.
Yeah, just restate what I just said. That's okay.
If I said it with emotion.
You did. Empathy. Sympathy.
I'm an empath, and sometimes it's a struggle.
No, you're
it's
not.
It's like a struggle. Yeah.
No,
I am.
Did you get tested for it? Like, what do you
no,
mean?
But I just know. I'm, like, the type of person, if you start crying, I start crying. And, like, when I'm watching a movie and something sad happens,
I start
to imagine it happening in my life, and then I start crying.
But that's not empathy, if you just...
But I do feel other people's emotions.
Okay. Okay. That's okay then. But, yeah. Can't believe we're making coffee today. What a plot twist.
I'm excited.
We had a whole tea bag. I brought so much tea for us, and we haven't drinking any of
because,
it.
Because, okay, you brought way too much. How many episodes realistically have we filmed this term?
Four. Well, today's the fourth episode. Yay! Woo!
You brought this in the third episode. What?
I brought enough to satisfy us. Mm. You know, two cups a day. I don't know.
Two cups a day.
We drink a lot of tea. We used to drink a lot of tea. I don't know what happened to us.
Because we don't hang out.
I know, but I brought that tea for you, too. Just to drink.
Yeah, but I felt guilty drinking. I was like, oh, she brought it for the show.
No.
Because there's some time I looked at that. I was like, I'm going to go for one of those.
Drink it. But tell me how it is after. Don't just drink it silently. What are you doing?
This is called a French press.
Wow. I've never seen it work. How does it work?
You press it. It gets all the grinds and stuff to the bottom.
Does it really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But see, I made this super duper concentrated.
That's fine. We need it.
You're gonna hear
boring.
Just speak louder than the coffee.
Christmas is coming up. Christmas. I'm doing all my shopping after exams.
I did it online, Cyber Monday.
I can't. Why didn't you? I don't shop online. I've never shopped online before. What? Like, I'm being serious. I'm too scared to. I just don't see the appeal.
I'm sorry. You are a business student and you don't know the appeal of e-commerce?
I mean,
we even learned about it yesterday in law.
Really?
Yep.
Like, I like looking at stuff. No, I don't even look at online shopping. I'm not gonna lie.
I'll just do it.
How are you gonna ice that, Anna? You point to the communal fridge?
Yeah.
Oh. It's up to you. I'm letting you have, like, creative ability.
I'm almost done this milk. Thank God I bought more yesterday. Continue to... Oh, what were we saying? Oh, yeah. No, I bought some real... I ended up buying the earbuds that were, like, 70% off.
That's good.
And then for my mom, I got... Mom, I hope you're not listening. I know my dad doesn't listen. I don't think he can... find the website. like he supports me, but I don't think he knows what I do sometimes. So he's just like, yeah, whatever you do, go
ahead. Does your mom listen?
Yeah, but I don't think she knows that, like, I do this still. Oh. She knows I did it last year, but yeah.
Okay, what did you get her?
So basically, I stole her perfume and brought it with me to university. Because when I'm sad, I just, like, spray it, because, you know.
Yeah.
But there's, like, very little left, so I just got her the full size.
Oh, nice. So you stole it and bought it for her for Christmas.
Yeah.
Great. That's such a good plan.
It's been carried out. But, did I mention how I went to Sephora? Most of that stuff my mom's gonna take, so.
Yeah.
With the fancy, cool stuff. Although I want to try some stuff with my hair, because my hair is dead.
Oh, yeah. My hair. I don't want to even think about it. What else? Wednesday came out. I want to talk about it. Fine. Spoilers ahead.
Spoilers, Wednesday dies.
She does. She almost does, but it's okay.
Almost, who cares?
I feel like it was a good show. It just wasn't great, like, at all. So maybe it's just
okay.
Because once you start something, you have to finish it. You have to follow through, Anna. You have to. So we started watching it together. We watched, like, the first 5 minutes, and then they mentioned TikTok, and we just shut it off.
And then you put it back up. And you're like, let's finish it. Like, you're fake.
We need to finish it. But the plot was a little weird. The characters,
they're all too happy,
right?
And they speak with too much emotion.
Wednesday was just a little bit too. She was not weird enough. She wasn't weird.
I wish they were more deadpan.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy right now.
Yeah.
But I just said that with a straight face. They, like, actually, like, smile in that movie.
No, yeah. So, I don't know. She just felt a little weird. And then she just kept accusing every single person of being the murderer. And I'm like, dude, at this point, you're begging for this. It's like the last person who she hasn't accused is the person. And it's
tell me if you want the sweeter.
Okay. I love the mug. Mm. It's actually good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She makes good coffee, guys.
Mm-hmm. It's the Starbucks pumpkin spice thing I put in there.
Is it?
Yep.
What's not bad. It's actually pretty good.
Ooh. Sorry, those are my socks with the grippies on the bottom.
We're also sitting on the floor right now.
Yeah, our setup isn't too good.
So we're just sitting in the dark on the floor drinking some coffee.
I feel like we're like
at
that,
9 a.m.
We're like that mid-20s couple that just moved into their first apartment.
In, like, all those ads when,
yeah,
they, like, when they buy the
house. And
then
house, for Christmas, they have, like, a really small Christmas tree and then, like, a bunch of cardboard boxes and they buy, like, KFC.
Yeah.
Do you remember that commercial?
I think so.
Yep.
Maybe not KFC. Was it KFC? Mm-hmm. It might have been.
This is strong. I think we should have, like, two espresso shots each.
It's strong?
No, but I'm saying, like,
It's just espresso.
Is it? I can't taste anything. Good. Good. That's actually really good.
But I really like this coffee. Like, the first time I ever had it, I tried, like, just plain with, like, almond milk, I think. It was the best coffee I've had in my life.
No, this actually is really good.
And, like, normally I don't pay attention to coffee, like, coffee itself. So I told my parents to buy it. And then I have, like, the grinder for the beans.
Really? Oh my gosh. She's, like, professional, guys. You grind your beans?
Well, yeah, normally I do it at home with my Nutribullet put here. My dad got me, like, a little thing.
Oh, that's so cute.
But anyways, exam season is coming
up. Oh my gosh, can we not?
Let's talk about stress busters.
If
you guys have any recommendations, please let us know.
Yeah.
We can't come up with anything. I'm just like harboring all my stress and just keeping it in.
I've been watching Kim's Convenience every time I complete something school-wise. Like, okay, chapter, let me watch
for 2 minutes. I used to do that with a different show, but is it good?
Kim's Convenience? Mm-hmm. It's mind-numbing in the best way possible. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, kind of on the same thing as, like, Prism. I'll tell you about this later. It's kind of like The Office or, like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine or Parks and Recreation. Is that what it's called?
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, and then, like, Arrested Development. Like, all the kind of same stuff.
Does that mean we're going to get free stuff?
I was going to say, I'll tell you, yeah.
So, should we go?
It's actually happening right now. There's, like, free bite. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. But, like, just a numbing show I like to watch. I don't need to think
for
about
me,
it.
Some numbing things I've been watching recently. Did you see the TikToks I sent you? That was so funny. I'm just getting a bunch of, like, cat stuff.
Me too.
And, like,
and doubloons and everything. Everything in the world.
Did I show you that he traded in all his doubloons for whipped cream?
No.
I didn't send you that video? Check.
Let me see.
And it's like a cat just licking whipped cream. Like, too aggressively.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't send it?
Oh.
Not that one. Did you see that one?
No.
It's so fun.
You're so cute.
We don't promote anabolic steroids. It's just a TikTok audio. But I'll show you the one after.
Yeah, anyway, Prism. So they're having Prism member.
I'm not part of Prism.
You are?
Nope.
Okay, well, you could just.
Me and my homies opted out.
Yeah, I didn't. But, Prism
because
is having...
you use their stuff.
Yeah, I do use
do
their
they
stuff.
Have mics?
I think maybe.
Like little mics to connect to phones?
Oh, probably not.
Because I need to, I don't know when I'm supposed to film. I'm going to go around campus and be like, what are you listening to?
Oh, that's so cute. Just use like a headphone.
I don't have.
Okay, I don't either. Mine are broken.
Okay, so.
I was just saying if
suggesting
you did that,
pointless.
If you did have them. But if you did have them, it would have been a good suggestion. Anyway, Prism. They're having a
How much longer can you talk about Prism? I'm so bored.
I was going to say, they're giving away free sweaters. And, like, today they're giving away Bite certificates for, like, a free coffee.
Okay, but I have that, too.
I want a free sweater.
Sweater?
Yes, like, they're giving away gifts and stuff. They sent me a whole schedule.
Oh, my God. My friend, he's in Prism. I can ask him.
First reason. It would be Prism. I will let you know that.
That's okay.
Yeah, so the first day, it's...
Ooh, have
100 free Bite coffee vouchers.
Oh,
so,
we missed it.
No. This is today.
Everyday Prism merch giveaway. Dress up and have your headshot taken at Laz.
I don't want that. But I want the merch giveaway.
You already took your headshot at Laz.
I do have my own headshot at Laz.
I gotta get Sadie to take one for me.
You should go. I know they have, like, a bunch of free headshot things.
I know, but if your friend's a photographer, everything is free.
Yeah, you make good
Thank you, Sadie.
Wait, we have... I have access to study spaces? Oh. What the heck? I didn't know that.
Okay, those are probably, like, the rooms
Like, oh, okay, this, no, but that's one of the rooms. Is that the lab?
I think it's the one right next to it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I saw.
Oh.
Mr. Sean.
Look at this.
Studying in there.
Earbuds for sale. We were just talking about earbuds. What? What?
We do not permit the use of loudspeakers. Yeah, but they're selling it for $5-$10. They're going to be, like, really bad ones.
Maybe, probably.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, can we keep... We're just scrolling. They don't know that.
I know. Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
We got distracted, guys.
We are Whoa! Distracted. Yeah, no. That's why...
This had a good time.
I wanted to start it right at 8:59.
You're amazing.
We had a plan. I know. Wow. That's what happened last time, too, with Econ.
Yeah, but
are we going to Econ today?
Yes.
It's chapter 11.
It's a
11,
review.
Though. No, it's chapter 11.
Okay, and? We gotta learn!
I guess.
I'm only on chapter, like, I just made notes on chapter 6 and 7.
Oh, I need to read 9, 10, and 11.
I've been reading it, but I haven't been understanding it. Actually, no. Actually,
some of the stuff I don't understand, I just write, I don't understand. I need to start making notes, though. I don't really care.
I, like, just type it out, and that's how I learn it.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you think about it now, like, what's there? Cyclical, structural.
I'm so busy this
frictional
semester. Like, exam semester.
Dude, I'm so busy, too.
What are your dates?
10 to 13, 12, 14, 16, 18.
Mine, too. It's 10, 14, 16, 18, 20th.
Okay, so you have the same struggle as me.
In two, like, 2 days.
Yay.
Why are your hands so warm?
I told you, I'm, like, overheating right now. Look at what I'm wearing.
I'm
like,
take it off, but it's okay. It's just
I just hit her with the, I hit her with side the eye. Rock side oh. eye eyebrow. The bah, you know?
Yeah. We also have to talk about our Instagram.
Okay. Guys, maybe don't follow us. Right now we have a theme going, which is just posting absolute garbage.
No.
It's just Ava posting her drawings.
No.
Yeah, what is Anna?
I decided to sign it as me so that
she's a liar. If you see my name signed under any post, that is not me.
Well, I needed to make it look like I wasn't
you
the only one posting.
Are impersonating me.
No. Just putting your name.
I would never say
yes,
OMG, he's here.
Yes, you did.
I would be like, behold.
Okay, I'll change it.
The king himself.
I thought it was so funny.
Anonymous Capybara.
If you guys want to know what we're talking about, go follow her Instagram.
It's just the Lady Grey show, right?
Yes, the Lady Grey show.
Follow. If you follow us, we will give away $1,000. No, you are competing with our friend that already follows us. So
yeah.
She might just, like, supposedly
win. She might just win, but...
This looks like schoolwork we're posting. What is this?
This is our meal.
That looks awful.
This is the meal when we decided on the name. I have a photo of you smiling, but I didn't
post
that one.
I really want to go to the dining hall.
I packed my lunch. Ooh, let's talk about that. I am now packing my lunches, everybody. I've returned to my fifth grade self.
Fifth grade? You didn't pack your lunches in high school?
My mom would do that
for me. Oh my gosh.
Because she'd already be doing Taya's, and then she'd just make me one. And then sometimes I wouldn't eat because, like, I'm not hungry. But I'm now packing my lunches, everybody. So today, do you want to do a lunch bag haul? Got my lunch bag right here.
That's like a stereotypical lunch bag.
Let's look at my lunch bag, everybody. I'm opening it. Okay, so first off, I
of course,
have...
that's what you packed.
Okay, so first
cookies?
Off, I have 3 cookies. Then I have...
Did you need a whole container for that?
Yeah, kind of. And I have...
Oh my gosh!
4 Smarty containers and 2 arrows.
Oh my gosh!
3 granola bars.
Where's the normal food?
A carrot, but it's a jumbo carrot. A jumbo carrot. And then... Oh, I lied. There's 3 arrows. And then 3 slices of pizza. And then a Sprite.
You can tell that you packed this. Fifth grade self. This is what a child would pack for themselves. This looks like
bad.
What my fridge looks like right now. There are no vegetables
it's not
whatsoever.
That bad.
Do you think that jumbo carrot balances out all?
I'm not going to eat it all, but that was my lunch, everybody. It's just kind of what's in my fridge at the moment. So it's really balanced. And I didn't have space to pack another jumbo carrot. I only packed enough.
The cookies were taking up.
I packed the cookies before I packed the carrot.
Okay? I know. That's. I would assume that. We really care about our health here.
I do like carrots. I promise. I love carrots. We are carrot stands. Mm.
But we are radish girlies.
Oh, I haven't had a radish in a while. I haven't had a radish since you gave me a radish.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a while. Oh. My Nana. Oh, maybe I actually did have them at my Nana. Radishes are really good, guys.
Can you turn off your notifications? What is this? Unprofessionalism. Sorry, that came from like my neck, not in my stomach.
I know, I hate neck burps.
Yeah.
Neck burps. I don't know what they call them. Like when you're like when your neck or like your mouth like just grows.
Okay, let's talk about Christmas stuff. favorite Christmas movie?
Too many. Polar Express.
Okay.
But you. Oh, Charlie Brown Christmas is good. The old Christmas movies that don't have names and are recorded on VHS. Those are good. So like the old Rudolph.
I have one like just Claymation series.
Yes.
Any of those.
Yes.
Are amazing.
Old Rudolph, the Orphan skit. I don't know what they're called. They're like a bunch of short Christmas stories. They were like really, they're really old. Like 19.
And they put it all into one, right?
Yeah.
You know what the crazy thing is? I have something like that back at home, but it's just dubbed in Russian.
Oh.
So I've never known like what it is. And I tried looking it up because like I searched up the English name, right? I only found one thing about it.
Really? I hate when it was old movies have no,
like, Disney, and it was so nice because it showed like a toy set and there was like a train, and then wherever you'd go like in the city, then it would like do different like short
little film.
Yeah. Aww. And then we'll go to like different ones, and they had like the old Disney, like,
was it interactive?
No, but it was like commentary, that kind of thing.
That'd be cool.
And like I really like, I don't know where to watch the English version.
Interactive stuff, I lost my mind over. Like when you had
Bandersnatch?
No, like I'm talking when you had like an interactive DVD. That was cool.
See, my DVDs would never be interactive because my dad always like,
oh, burn them?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But I remember I had one Barbie one that was like interactive.
Which,
or something.
Oh my gosh. Let's talk about Barbie movies. Which one did you like?
I like all of them. What are you talking about? There's too many good ones.
Do you remember when that mermaid one was on TV?
Like
where she was like a surfer,
yeah,
who became a mermaid? I remember when
mermaid
they were
too.
Like premiering that on like YTV. Mm-hmm. And I remember being in my parents' room watching it and being like, oh my gosh, this is so good.
I remember, oh my gosh, I remember that too. I remember when YTV or like Disney would like announce a movie was gonna be showed like 3 days advance, and I'd be like, yeah, worsening number that one.
Do you remember also like on Family Channel before movies they had the popcorn little thing?
Yes. Do they not do that anymore? Okay, popcorn?
I think, I don't know.
Popcorn was so good. But I liked when they announced like, oh, like we're having a movie marathon on this day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting like so nostalgic right now.
You know,
like,
what was
actually sad.
Even better.
I'm getting really sad right now.
You know, on YTV when they have the little presents during Christmas time.
No, I'm actually getting like sad.
They got rid of all of that. What are the kids now?
They got rid of
enjoying?
Like TV show hosts. They don't watch TV. Kids now, nobody ever watches TV.
Oh shoot, you're right.
Everybody has computers and phones. Oh my gosh. Oh, we're
2418. Remember that. So guys, Ava just cursed, so we're gonna have to,
don't worry, you won't hear it.
Ava just said a bad word.
It's okay,
bad word.
Don't stretch it out like that is. But we sound very old.
I miss all that Christmas stuff. Oh my gosh, you know what movie made me so sad? Can we talk about this? Can you guess what movie I'm gonna say right now? Like, what's a really sad Christmas movie?
Like Marley and Me? I don't know.
It's a Christmas movie?
No.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
Do you remember the Jack Frost one? Oh, no. Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman. Like, the old one?
No. Like, the live action one.
What? I've never
seen it. Where the guy's dad died. He came back as a snowman. And then he, like, hung out with his dad. But then, like, it was starting to get hot. So then he melted away.
Maybe? I didn't think he died.
Yeah, he died in, like, a car accident or something. Sorry, guys. You're gonna hear the...
She's searching it up now. Live action movie.
What was the name of it? It was, like, Jack...
Frosty.
Why? What is this guy doing here?
I have no idea.
Jason Momoa voicing the icon... What? Oh! This. Jack Frost... I wasn't right. You were gaslighting me. It was Jack Frost.
Dad?
1998. Jack Frost. Yeah.
And his,
oh my gosh, not this. 1998, he died, and that's the whole premise of the thing.
Really? That's so sad.
You've never seen this?
No, I have, but I don't remember the plot being that he died.
Yeah, the dad died.
I thought it was like that dog one when the dad just turned into a dog for a day.
What? No. Yeah, this made me so sad. Doesn't that kind of look like Kieran and Shipka?
A little.
From far away. Like, if you don't zoom in. Anyways, that was really sad. My favorite movie, though, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, live action. It's so colorful.
Oh, yeah.
It's so pretty.
No, you're right. That is a really good one. I should have said that one.
Because, like, Elf is good, but that one feels more Christmassy. Elf feels more, like, sentimental family.
Or, like, comedy. No, Elf is, like, full-on comedy, but during Christmas.
Mmm. Yeah.
Because it's like it is part of it, but it's mostly just the character that we care about.
You know the claymation with the Miser Brothers?
Yes!
He's Mr. Yeah, White.
That's the old Santa.
That's us. You're the heat miser. I'm the cold one.
Frost guy?
Yep.
Okay.
That's us. That, look! Guys, I want you to know, if you ever want to know what we look like, just search up the Miser Brothers. I am the taller one.
You're the taller one? No, that's actually kind of, maybe.
That's us. Yeah! Oh!
Wow, we look good in these photos.
That's actually... Yeah, he's evil.
Wow, so cute. We look adorable.
Did you not like this movie?
No, I actually did like this.
I love this movie.
The old Santa.
Do you know the was it the drummer boy?
Oh my gosh, yeah. That one. No, they're all in, we're talking about the same VHS. Like all the baby little movies.
I remember when vivid memory. I was young, going to my dad's Christmas party with his like company he was working with, I don't know. And then right before getting ready, my mom, she would help me put on my stockings because no little kid is doing that themselves. That is a very difficult task. I still have trouble with it.
You get your mom to do it.
No, but I just sit, like, I'll try, stop for like a minute.
You gotta bunch them up.
Oh no, you do bunch.
Yeah.
But it's just a process. And like when you get it like here to like your knees, then you gotta like.
That's the issue.
Yeah. But anyways. Yeah, vivid memory. I'm on, I think it was, Treehouse, they were showing it. The little drummer boy. It was so nice.
I like the drummer boy.
I miss all those, like, what other, oh, there was the Santa Claus one where it shows him when he was younger. I don't know if they can upload this if we sing the song.
Oh! I didn't do very good. I was very off tune.
It's just not understandable. There was a better word for that. What was it? I was looking for it, but I was like, I don't know if I'm using it in the right context. Illegible. It's for like reading, though.
Audible?
What?
Wait, what are you saying? Like, illegible but for hearing.
Illegible means, like, you can't read it, right?
Yeah. No, I know the word you're thinking of. What the heck? What's the word? Wait, let me
switch this up. What the heck?
This entire episode is
illegible, but for hearing, yeah. Okay, this
legible,
is
yeah.
Audible, but audible.
That was not audible.
What's wait? What's an audible? Audible antonym.
Inaudible.
Why is audible the opposite of audible?
Search up audible. The opposite is inaudible.
Why? Oh, inaudible. You're right.
That makes sense. That was so inaudible.
Inaudible. Yeah. Okay.
You know a movie I remember? Not Christmas movie, just, like, related. Do you remember on YTV, like, in the evening, they would show, like, oh, this is not for kids.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, my goodness. What's it called?
Program and, advisory.
No, but then, oh. The one that I used to watch was the horror one, the scary one.
You know what I used to watch?
What's it called? What's it called?
The scary one.
What scary one?
Scary TV show.
I just remember on Treehouse there was Are You Afraid of the Dark or something like that. Yeah.
That one, Goosebumps. Goosebumps is a big one.
Goosebumps.
Really?
But Are You Afraid of the Dark, that freaked me out.
Yeah.
Because I was Canadian, too, I think.
Click more.
Oh. I don't think that's scary at all.
Do you remember Ruby Gloom?
Yes. That
Nobody
I actually
remembers that.
Why?
I don't know.
I love the song.
Ruby Gloom.
Yeah. That's really good.
Look on the bright side.
Yeah. No, you did that very well.
Thank you.
There was some...
What was I saying? Oh, I watched... do you remember... Was it, like, Cyberbully with Emily Osment, where she got a new laptop her parents gave her, and then just everybody in her school started making fun of her, and then...
What? No?
What? That movie was so...
I don't think so.
That was such an impactful movie.
That reminds me. Have you seen the Zendaya and Tom Holland stuff that's going on?
Are they married?
They're planning or something?
What so they're mean? Old.
How old
Not
are they?
They're married. They're in their, like, prime years of marriage, no?
That's wild, though. They haven't been dating that long.
Yeah, they have. Time just went over our heads. I remember making fun of them. But then being jealous.
They're there.
Zendaya has to be, like, 25. 26. Yeah.
She's 26.
I just pulled that
and
out
then...
of nowhere. Search up Tom Holland. Tom Holland's, I'm telling you, he's younger than her.
No, yeah,
He's like 24. I'm just making that up again. Oh, why?
26? They're the same age. Wait, June 1st? How old? Okay, June 1st.
She's like...
September 1st!
He's older?
That's so weird. They both... Like, by 2 months.
June, July,
she
August.
Just... No. He has a young face.
Yeah.
I think that's why. She looks her age.
No, yeah, she definitely does. In a good way.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way.
I can't wait until I'm in my mid-20s. I think that's, like, that'll be my peak. Like,
hope.
Right now, I'm
Let's
just,
hope.
Like, whatever,
roughing
it. I'm young. I don't...
University roughing it.
Yeah. But when I'm gonna, like, have dinner parties in my apartment, and, like, my friends over, go to the city.
Denny.
Or I could pull a 360... Do a Seinfeld, go to a diner with my friends all the time. You watch Seinfeld, yeah?
No.
What?
Remember, we always say this. Because you're always watching it, and then I'm like, I've never seen it. Are you talking about it?
You would find it so... I'll show you an episode.
But is it the same as, like, The Big Bang Theory?
No. Okay. Like, Seinfeld's, like, stupid funny.
I also don't want to watch How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, last time you said you wanted to. What happened?
Like... I do, but I also don't, because...
I just don't like Neil Patrick Harris.
I don't like the name. How I Met Your Mother? How is that supposed to be a comedy? Because I think it's just very romance-based, is it not? Because I've seen clips on TikTok and stuff, and it's like them being broken up, or, like, someone... like dating their brother. I don't really know.
What?
I just remember seeing something about like they were having like a family dinner or something. And I was like, that, and there was like some like weird tension. I was like, something's weird here.
You know what I've been watching? New Girl.
You haven't watched New Girl?
No.
Okay, that one's a good one.
Oh my god, that scared me. Oh my god.
I'm sorry, guys. I got a Slack notification.
That genuinely freaks me out. I'm like holding on so.
New Girl's really good. New Girl, yeah, no. New Girl's like really good. I should start watching New Girl again. But that one, I like it too much that I won't focus in schoolwork. At least with like Kim's Convenience and stuff, I don't need to like focus brain power on it. But New Girl, like I like it too much that I'll like only listen to it. You should watch the first episode.
Can we go back to Christmas and make me happy?
Let's go back to Christmas. I'm doing a late Christmas, everybody. We already talked about that. I'm just postponing my gift getting until like the last 3 days. It'll be fine.
What I'm saying is you should have that stuff online.
No, but I don't know how to. Like, I don't know how.
Do you want me to help you set up an Amazon account? And I'll show you.
No. But my mom opens my mail. Also, that's also a bad thing. We're working on it.
That's illegal.
We're working on it.
She's joking, guys. She's joking.
She doesn't mean to, guys.
It's okay. I had to tell my dad to tell my mom to not touch my mail.
Because she's just like, oh, I just thought it was for me. I'm like, like, packages, too. I'm like,
oh, I literally texted my mom. I was like, I will be getting packages there. Christmas gifts, do not touch.
Right? I got a package, and it was opened.
Dang.
But it was where I worked, right? So the name of the company was bright on, like, right on the package. And she's still
opened. She's just curious. At that point, I think she just wanted to know what it was. Was it anything good?
It was my sweater. I should wear that again.
Oh, yeah, don't.
Okay, thank you.
That tasted like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Your coffee? I finished my coffee. It was good.
It was good?
It was good.
I'm telling you, go to Walmart, get that, the pumpkin spice thing, the Starbucks one.
Is it syrup?
It's, I don't know, they call it enhancer. It's like some
cream. That sounds like it's drugs.
No, it's like cream or something. Creamer.
Oh, it's creamer, not syrup.
No.
We used to have coffee syrup.
It was really good, actually.
It was really good. But we used to just we spent the whole year trying to find a good balance. Three pumps, four pumps, whatever pump.
I think Sadie made cake with it once.
Really? That would be so smart.
She put it like on the top. It was pretty
almost
good.
like a simple syrup.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's smart. That makes sense.
Yeah. You know what makes more sense though? The cafe cube.
Oh yeah. Anna had a really nice proposal last year for our BU 121. Was it 121? Yeah. And it was really good.
I don't want to talk about it because somebody can steal my idea.
Okay.
I didn't pass
it. But I will tell you, I made the name, so I think.
If we see this name, I will sue for copyright infringement.
It was a good name. I was really proud about helping you out with that one. I was like, thank you. That was like so good.
I remember it.
It was really good because we had so much.
We had some stupid ones.
We had a real problem. Like, we were struggling to find a name for it. It was really good. One of my highest achievements is helping Anna on her homework project.
You will get 1% of the profits.
Woo-woo.
She'll be like maybe $4 or something.
Woo-woo.
Yeah.
1 cent per dollar.
Oh. She round it down. Went for the $2. Sorry, guys. Her math isn't the best.
It's great.
Dude, stats?
Oh my god, don't even talk about it.
What the heck was yesterday's lesson?
Dude, I haven't been going to class.
Why?
Because, like, I don't understand it.
Dude.
It just leaves me with more questions.
Do you not think that? So you are just avoiding your problems instead of.
I'm just reading the textbook.
The textbook doesn't help that much. much.
Really? I think it's
like okay. It helps, but I like the examples that they do in the textbook. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this is boring. Let's wanna do a game like a this or that.
Okay, yeah, this or that. Let's do that.
Let's do a Christmas one.
Christmas, this or that. Ooh, that's actually good. Hot chocolate. Chocolate or white chocolate?
White.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's the correct answer. Oh god, what did I click? Oh, I just went back. This is a thin laptop. What the heck?
I know.
But I feel like this is bigger than this. Mm-hmm. Is it?
Mm, I don't know.
Okay. Christmas day lie-in or early rise for presents? Early rise for presents.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you one time, as a kid, I couldn't sleep on Christmas Eve, yeah, like, genuinely, no. And I woke up one time at, like, 1 a.m., then I went back to bed, 3 a.m., went back to bed.
No, that's what I had to do. My parents would always sleep in, take their time.
And I couldn't. Mm. And all my friends, even when I was, like, 12, I couldn't sleep, just because, like, it's that, like, I don't know.
It's the energy, it's the vibe.
Yeah.
Even I still get that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Christmas tomorrow!
Yeah, I wonder what I'm gonna get.
Hosting Christmas or visiting others.
I've never done any of that.
I've never done that either. It's just my family.
Yeah. Christmas with family, Christmas with friends.
Family. You would rather do it with friends?
I did both.
No, yeah, both. But if we had to pick,
no, you know what
is
it is.
This or that, Anna?
No, Christmas Eve with family. Christmas Day, we don't really care. Like, we celebrate more Christmas Eve. So Christmas Day, me and my friends, we always hung out.
That's the opposite. Really? We like care about Christmas Day. Like, Christmas Day is more important than Christmas Eve. But because, like, my parents, I have Christmas Eve with my dad, mm-hmm, and Christmas Day with my mom. So both days I'm opening presents. So it doesn't really, like, they're both important to me.
Must be nice. Dressing up for Christmas or PJs all day?
PJs all day. Ooh, wait, no, I take it back.
Dress up for...
party. Or, like, hanging out with family.
Dress up for Christmas Day, PJs for Christmas Eve.
Hmm. Are you sure about that? Because, sure. Like, Christmas Eve are, like, parties and stuff. Like, hanging out.
I have a whole religious cultural celebration Christmas Eve. Yeah. I am. Actually, no, we dress up, both. But then we, like, get into pajamas.
PJs all day.
Actually, okay, Christmas Day, I do PJs.
Yeah.
Open gifts one by one or open gifts at the same time?
This annoys me. My parents do one by one.
Wait, what do you mean one by one?
We sit and we watch someone open a gift
one by one. Oh, yeah, I do that, too. But to be fair, there's only 3 people in my family.
Yeah, true.
And normally it's just me opening gifts and then me giving my parents one thing. presents after dinner or presents before dinner?
After dinner.
I do it in the morning.
I know, but like if you had like even like
after dinner.
Christmas Eve after.
Go out for dinner. Dinner cooked at home.
Why would you? I mean, like
hello. Because remember when we had our apartment a couple of minutes ago and we got ourselves KFC for Christmas?
That like yes.
I think that's just for people that don't really celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. But then, like, who's open? Who's open for Christmas?
McDonald's, probably.
Really?
KFC, clearly.
I would hope that they get paid, like, a lot more.
Yeah.
Traditional Christmas.
No, they probably have people that don't work, that don't celebrate Christmas.
That's true.
They might make me work Christmas Eve.
Wow.
I know.
It's awful. Traditional Christmas dinner, whatever takes our fancy.
Traditional?
Yeah, my family does traditional Christmas dinner.
Dinner before Queen's speech, dinner.
Who's the queen?
Oh, this is an English thing. Why they say whatever takes our fancy.
Oh, that's so funny.
Dinner.
After Queen's.
After, yeah. Queen. I'm taking this as like.
You talking
instead
points.
Of.
You can talk about it at dinner.
Or, no. Dinner. Oh, no, sorry. Dinner before. I imagine eating, sitting down at the couch, queen talking.
Oh, okay.
Think about it like that. I'm just imagining, like, the Santa Claus parade.
Okay.
Instead. Table seating plan, sit where you like. Oh, we don't have a plan.
We have set norms. Yeah, we have, like, third people, and there are decisions.
Christmas Day TV movies, Christmas Day games.
Movies.
Yeah. Everyone stays over, peace and quiet overnight. Peace and quiet overnight.
Yeah, who's staying over?
I don't know.
I go home.
I don't go anywhere.
Try this one. That one looks cute.
This one does look cute. Cocoa or eggnog? Cocoa.
Cocoa.
Okay, eggnog's not bad, but it's just, I can't drink a lot of it.
It's a sipper. It's like a tiny little cup.
For me, it's like three sips and I'm done. Like, I'm so serious. No, it's so sweet.
Like a tiny little, because like,
after. Do you think it could be good in milk, though? In milk and coffee?
No.
No?
It's got raw egg, Anna.
And?
It would cook it.
I don't know. Hot coffee?
Hot coffee with egg? No, thank you. It already freaks me out. That's why it only takes me a couple sips before I'm done, because then I'm like, oh, I'm drinking raw egg. And then I put it down because I'm like,
that won't kill you.
I know, but imagine dumping it in hot coffee. Would it not cook it? No. Tell me with 100% certainty, Anna.
I'm telling you with 100%.
Okay. We'll try it one day.
Yeah. You know what I saw in the grocery store? They had, like, oat nog.
What? The whole point is that it's egg.
Well, maybe if this takes your fancy.
Oh, God.
Ugly sweaters matching PJs. Matching
ugly
PJs.
Sweaters on top matching PJ bottoms.
My family doesn't do ugly sweaters. We only dress nicely.
I make my own ugly sweaters. You've seen it.
Yeah, that's pretty ugly.
It was really ugly.
In the best way possible.
Thank you.
Candy canes or cookies? Cookies. Unless candy canes are flavored like different things.
Like berry or like fruit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will do candy cane in my hot cocoa.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to have to say cookies, but only fresh, not the ones that are in my lunch bag.
Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Christmas Eve. Christmas. For me, Christmas Eve feels more Christmassy. It always has felt more Christmassy.
I like Christmas Day.
For me, it's like an evening thing. It's dark. All the Christmas lights are on. Music. Oh, I'm so excited.
I know.
Sleep in or up
We've
early?
We've already done this. Up early.
Presents, stockings. We don't do stockings.
I do stockings. I only do stockings. I don't do presents. So we fill our stockings, and we've got really, like, nice, like, knitted, like, patterned stockings. So we only do stockings.
That's lovely.
Thank you. It's like, little things that we actually need rather than, like, one big present.
Mm.
Giving gifts, getting gifts, getting gifts. I hate giving gifts. Like, no, like, I promise you guys, I don't mean it in a bad way. I suck at giving gifts, like, genuinely. I'm so bad. I do not
I love
know
doing
anything.
It, but I just don't love spending money.
Oh, it's just, I can't remember a single, when it comes to gifts, I can't remember, like, a single thing.
Dude, what, like, when I was shopping for my mom and I was on Amazon, I was like, oh my gosh, she would love this. But then I was like, if we got it and we shared it, I'd probably take it back with me to university. Because you know what I wanted to get? But I was like, oh, I'll just refrain from doing it. The perfume is enough. The Revlon.
Yeah.
$45.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Normally it was like 65.
Yeah.
I wanted to get that because that's sick.
Yeah.
And I took the roller brush, so she could have that, but
I can't give gifts. I also don't love getting gifts either. I have this weird, like, feeling, like, I feel like I need to, like, repay them back. Like, oh, my gift is not as good as the gift they've given me. And I feel really bad for the next, like, couple days.
Oh. See, for me, I don't know. I like shopping for other people. I like thinking, like, oh, they would like this.
True.
You know what I mean?
But then I always get nervous, like, when they're opening it, like they're not gonna like it.
Okay, and that's why you always put a gift receipt. They say, oh, this is so nice, your feelings don't get hurt, and then you never see it again, because they switch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Last question, Grinch or Elf? We
talked
weird.
About this.
That's weird.
Grinch.
Grinch. We
Even
are...
though he's a Christmas hater.
I then am he likes so excited. We gotta bust open the advent calendars tomorrow.
Oh. Ugh. I need an advent calendar. We saw an advent calendar tea. I love that. So cute.
It's raining. If it doesn't snow tomorrow,
I'm gonna be sad.
I'm gonna have to intervene.
It's been really hot recently. That's why it's always raining.
Really hot. It was like 7 degrees, which is really hot.
That's really hot for November 29th.
2 days before Christmas? Before December? That's really hot.
Yeah. I say bring back negative numbers. Let me wear my nice hats and scarves and mints. And layer. And be merry and happy.
Be filled with Christmas cheer.
Well, let's leave this off on a good note. I hope you all have a lovely holiday season. To those celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and everything in between.
Happy holidays.
Nothing at all. Happy holidays!